Well, glad to have you here for the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. And, you know, it's corporate welfare. A lot of it is corporate welfare. Why? Because these corporations give massive amounts of campaign dollars to folks, right? They buy their way into the game. They ante up, I guess. James Holman is the director of fiscal policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and he says that here in Michigan, the folks are failing to turn business subsidies into job growth. James, good to have you back.
Good morning.
Tell me what you mean.
All right. So there are two main strategies to grow your economy. One is to make to improve the business climate, just be a nicer place to do business. And the other one is to subsidize select companies to induce them to come to the state. And one of these works and one of them doesn't. Giving taxpayer money to a handful of companies is a terrible way to improve your state economy. It's unfair to the businesses that don't get special favors, and it's expensive to the taxpayer. And you can actually see this in the figures about job recovery. So we keep track of how much each state is growing, and the states that are growing the most are not the ones that are handing out the biggest favors. You know, we're talking about the top three states are Idaho, Utah, and Texas. And let me tell you, Texas stopped its biggest selective incentive program recently, and the state of Michigan hands out more cash in just one deal than this program gave out in its entire life. So Texas does very little of it. Let's create a better business climate for everyone. Unfortunately, the governor's trying to do the exact opposite.
Yeah, don't buy it. Well, that's because they don't understand. When it comes to the economy and finance, a lot of politicians, that's true of Republicans as well, are financially illiterate. It's just the fact, James. But this particular administration, more challenged, I suppose, than some others have been. But it's true. You don't just go out and buy winners and losers, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a perennial political desire from politicians on both sides of things. And if people want, they can check out. I have a scorecard about how all legislators in Michigan voted on these issues over the past 23 years. You can check it out. It's michiganvotes.org/subsidies. And what we find on this is that these type of deals of writing checks to select companies used to get overwhelming, almost unanimous, bipartisan support. So both Republicans, so during the Granholm administration, Republicans, Democrats couldn't agree on much except that we needed to write companies bigger checks. That changed. Now there's bipartisan opposition. Some of our best some of the people who voted against all of these things are both Republicans and Democrats. And frankly, I think they need to talk to each other a little bit more, because this type of economic development strategy is not the way that the state of Michigan should be doing business.
So what is your recommendation? Just cancel it altogether? I mean, and who are we talking about? What is the size of this cookie jar?
So it really depends. So in response to a request from General Motors a couple of years ago, the state of Michigan created the most profligate program in the country. It allows administrators to select whoever they want, as in any business with any business project can receive state funding under this. There's no requirements that you create 1,000 jobs or anything. And it allows administrators to give them however much money administrators want. That is, most programs around the country are like, look, if you hire a new person, we'll give you 5% of what you pay them. We just need to verify that those jobs are real. Michigan just is going to give these companies hundreds of millions of dollars. They don't have to create jobs. Maybe later there might be some clawbacks if they don't produce well, but you get a bunch of money up front, and no other state does this. So far, they originally put $1 billion in it. They've increased that a couple more times. I believe there's it's around $2.5 billion they've put in this program. None of that money has been spent, but they have made a whole bunch of deals with select companies.
So what kind of company? I mean, so I run a small company. How do I get on the gravy train? I mean, it's a serious question. How do people line up to get on the gravy train? Or do you have to be connected? Yeah. Do you have to have some special friends in Lansing? How does it all work?
Well, I would like to see how you'd go about this, because again, this program that administrators or that lawmakers created, technically you're eligible for it. You got to go in, you got to fill in some paperwork. Maybe administrators will say, no, you're not really eligible, and you ask them to show you where in state law it says that. Because in fact, right now, administrators are asking to put more money into this fund, and they're saying, look, we've got a long line of people who are applying for this. Obviously, there are. Everyone wants free money, and there's no eligibility requirements. So clearly, you're going to have a lot of people apply for free money. Doesn't make that a good idea. The biggest reason why you should oppose these things is not because they give money to select companies, although you should be skeptical about state lawmakers giving favors to some companies but not others.
Right.
Rather, because they don't work. So economists look at these things closely and say, oh, look, all states run something like Michigan's doing. They're structured a little bit differently, obviously, but we're going to try and look at what the state does in this program and its effect upon state growth. Because again, we follow which states are growing, which ones aren't. We spend good money on bureaucrats to survey the economy. And what they find is that some of these programs create some positive effects. Most of the programs have negative effects. That is, the spending that we have on these subsidies aren't worth it. We come out behind. You should just say no when companies ask for money. However, and this is the important thing, none of them find large effects. So when lawmakers say, look, we landed this GM plant or this battery plant or whatever subsidy du jour they're talking about, we've really brought the future of auto manufacturing or whatever to the state of Michigan, they're not being accurate. The data do not bear that out. It's not how these things work. And in fact, when you hear our economic development agencies talk about what they're providing, they're rarely saying, look, we're creating more jobs. We're producing results that are worth the money that we're spending. What they say instead is, look at all these headlines we brought. Unfortunately, headlines aren't jobs.
Yeah, headlines aren't jobs. Headlines aren't economic future. Right. That's not a plan. You know, it just reminds me of the Paycheck Protection Program that we know got completely scammed, you know, over and over again. So I just sounds like more of the same and different. Same sort of dance, just a little bit different. That's all.
Yeah. And look, the intent, I will agree. I think our lawmakers should care about growing the state economy. But they shouldn't interpret that mandate to improve the economic conditions for the state of Michigan, to help people in the state become more prosperous, as a mandate to write big checks to companies they like. And in look around the country, the biggest recipients of these things are not, you know, people trying to attract new businesses to the state. They're giving money to the biggest companies in their state. So Louisiana subsidizes gas or oil and gas companies. Washington subsidizes Boeing.
So, and we do the same thing, and we're all guilty of the same thing. James, I got to leave it right there. As always, an education. People should be listening in Lansing to that. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Have we gotten to the point where at some high school game that an official has finally had enough from coaches, players, and adults, pulls off the whistle, and offers it to you? Let's hope not. There's no way you could do a better job. It's on everyone to promote good sportsmanship. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.